Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, February the 23rd, 2018. I'm David Knight. We'll be taking some of your calls today because I want to hear what you think after this week of discussion on our fundamental rights of self-defense being put up for grabs, being subjected to a full court propaganda press by CNN. We've had a lot of interesting developments over the last couple of days. We had the CNN agitprop hall. That's what I call it. It's not a town hall. They've done this over and over and over again. We're going to talk about how they have used people who are supposedly undecided voters or undecided on the issue of healthcare and Obamacare, I should say, government control of healthcare. We've had government control of everything that CNN supports, including the First Amendment, because they know that they're going to not suffer the censorship. So they support the government taking away your right of free speech, just as Twitter and YouTube and Google support taking away your right of free speech because only they should have free speech. They support taking away your right to own guns because only they should have bodyguards. Only they should have walls to protect their homes. You don't have a wall to protect your home or your country. And they can have armed professional bodyguards to protect them, but not you. Not you. Not the hoi polloi. Not the precariat. The proletariat, as they refer to people. That's a globalist term. They've used that term at Bilderberg. They've used it at Davos. I've had people write books about that. Yeah, they see you as the unwashed, uneducated masses, and you are a threat to them. You're a big threat to them. That's why they call you now the precariat. It used to be just in the class warfare that they embraced because communism was not a movement that was grassroots coming from the people. Lenin was sent to start the Bolshevik Revolution with $10 million in gold in a sealed train from Switzerland, and the gold was provided by a German central banker. These people have always been behind this. Just as you got George Soros and others, they're very afraid of you. They don't want you united. They want you divided on race and everything else. I mean, that's what we're seeing now with the trolls. As some of the articles have pointed out, there's been a lot of Russian trolls on social media pushing both sides of this narrative because they want everybody fighting over it. But they don't want you to have guns. I mean, we've got the communist Chinese mouthpiece paper coming out and saying, you should ban guns. Worked out real good for us. Yeah, that's right. No rifle for you. Mao's got the gun. Mao's got the power that comes out of the barrel of a gun. And we actually have somebody opining about how that's a great thing. That's a really good thing that he even uses the quote, or she does. Actually, it's a woman with a government, a school of government. This is the type of people who are educating our future politicians. And we're going to have, she talks about Mao. She talks about that quote. She talks about the founders. And then she says, yeah, but it's a different world now. And she makes a different case. It isn't just that all these guns are much scarier than musket loaders. And so we need to control them. No, she makes a different kind of case. So we're going to talk about that as well. But what you're going to see are our future political leaders coming after Dana Loesch. Not only Emma Gonzalez, but this guy, Alfonso Calderon, I think is his name, besides David Hogg. You know, when I look at these people, Dana Loesch said they were threatening me. They were coming to the stage, making threats. Some were saying burn her. They said, that's not true. Well, quite frankly, this is a witch hunt, and I'm inclined to believe Dana Loesch. I think these people would do this. You know, you go back to the Salem witch trials. What'd you have? You had a couple of teenagers that were just pointing the finger at everybody, right? And the whole town believed them. It was kind of like a CNN town hall. And they actually came after people and killed them. And they will kill you by taking away your guns. That's what they're really after. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
To protect and serve. That's what's written on the side of the police cars. And we've had some very brave policemen who, when they hear the sound of gunfire, they don't run away from the gunfire, they run to the gunfire. But that's not what the officer, the sheriff's deputy, who was stationed at this school to protect this school. I mean, he was not a school security guard, but he was there. He was assigned to be there. And he heard the shots coming from a particular building, and he ran to that building, but he would not go inside. And I'll give you a personal account of this. I tweeted this out on my account, on Real News account. I'll tell you what happened to me in a similar situation and what I did about it. And it was an interesting experience. I learned something from it. I learned a very different lesson than these teenage students learned that are now the vanguard of the Salem witch hunt style. Actually, according to Dana Lash, coming to the podium filled with hate for her because she was representative of the NRA and screaming, "Burn her! She's a witch!" But let's talk about the amazing admission that came out today from the sheriff of Broward County, Sheriff Scott Israel. And, of course, this is the county where the shooting took place. The sheriff said that a deputy was at Stoneman Douglas High School during the shooting but did not enter the school. The guy's name was Scott Peterson. He resigned today. He could hear gunfire from coming inside the building, but he stayed outside the building even as heroic students and faculty members died, saving other students from a hail of bullets. You have to understand that, you know, we cannot always select people that we don't know what people are going to do in that kind of a situation. You don't know what you're going to do in that kind of a situation. Just because you've been trained, just because you volunteered for this, just because you've been paid for this, doesn't mean that when push comes to shove and the bullets start flying, you're not going to run the other way. I mean, soldiers do that kind of stuff occasionally, right? You do have that happen. And so people don't really know what's going to happen. That's why we cannot trust anyone to protect us. And we're going to talk about the teachers. They've actually got a hashtag, arm me with this, where they push back against the idea they don't want guns. Don't give me guns. I don't want anything but guns. Anything but that, or I don't want to even have to think about the fact that I need to protect myself. Well, I'm sorry, but that's the world that you live in. Maybe some people don't want to think about the fact they have to get a job so that they can have a home or buy things. And maybe they just think that you'll provide that for them. And so many people think, well, the government's going to provide safety and security for me as well. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Government keeps telling us that, doesn't it? It keeps telling us, surrender your freedom, surrender your liberty, and we'll protect you. Well, I'm not inclined to believe that. And we've been talking about this throughout the week over and over again, saying how many times were people at the school told about this student? And eventually they did just moved him away from the school, but law enforcement was told about that as well. At least 20 students told police about this student, and the police did nothing. It's been reported in other places that they were called 39 times to the home because of violent episodes. And the police admit that. They say, yeah, the school certainly knew about him. Our school resource deputies knew about him, said the sheriff. As soon as he came onto the campus, I understand security guards tried to contact him. I'm not going into any more into that because I know we're trying to look at it. Well, he's now looked at it, and he's found out that, no, this guy was holding back. And I want to play a clip for you of what he had to say. Here's a clip of his press conference that just came out. This news just broke this morning.
What I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in. I think it was upwards. I think he remained outside for upwards of 4 minutes. After seeing video, witness statements, and Scott Peterson's very own statement, I decided this morning to suspend Scott Peterson without pay pending an internal investigation. As is his right, Scott Peterson chose to resign after being briefed by internal affairs. I've restricted two of our deputies while we delve further into this, take statements, and make a decision whether or not they could have done more or should have done more. It's a fluid investigation. They are on restrictive duty. Devastated. Sick to my stomach. There are no words. I mean, these families lost their children. We lost coaches. I've been to the funerals. I've been to the homes where they sit and shiver. I've been to the vigils. It's just, there are no
words. Yeah, there are no words, he said. And when he said that there's two other deputies then put on restricted duty, maybe those are the ones who went up to Nicholas Cruz. That is really strange. If they identified him, they went up to him, but he was allowed to enter. I mean, at what point did he have the gun? It raises a lot of questions, doesn't it? And there should be some questions raised. Going back and looking at this, as Breitbart points out, 9/11 records show that the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office was reportedly told in November 2017 that this guy allegedly put a gun to someone's head. This was after Thanksgiving, 2017, this last Thanksgiving. They were called, they were told that Cruz had allegedly hidden a gun in the backyard of the family with which he was staying. This is after his mother had died. Deputies conducted a search, then wrote the incident up as, quote, domestic unfounded, unquote. They were also called 4 days later with a report that he had allegedly lashed out at the family that took him in. Deputies found him at a local park. They spoke with him. He told them he was upset because he had lost a photo of his late mother, but the family with which he was staying claimed that he had just bought a gun, and they believed that he was coming back to use it against them. During the second 9/11 call, the dispatcher was told that Cruz was buying tons of ammo, and he had allegedly put a gun to others' heads in the past. So we got 20 times students have contacted the police, 39 times have gone to his home. 2 times they went to interview him about gun threats, assaults, and so forth since Thanksgiving. The FBI was notified 2 times. The latest one was in January the 5th. Nobody at any level did anything. So therefore, the answer is we need more police at the school. We need more background checks, even though they don't put people in the background database, which is what happened with the Texas school shooter. Even though the FBI doesn't follow up on leads when a guy says, I want to be a professional school shooter and signs his name. No, that's not anything suspicious. Never mind. You know, did you hear about President Trump? This guy's got to be stopped. This is the mentality of government. This is mentality. You know, we always hear that. Every time government fails, what do you hear? Well, mistakes are made. But you know what? Give us a bigger budget. Let us hire more people and we'll do better. We'll do better. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do is eliminate your right of self-defense, tell you give up your liberty, give up your rights, and we'll provide you with security and safety, just like they did the people in this school. It's amazing when we look at this. Again, he said, we're not going to disclose the video at this time. They've got the video of the guy standing there for 4 minutes, he said, before he goes in. The shooting took 3 minutes, we were told. He said, we may never disclose the video. I don't think they will, depending on the prosecution and the criminal case. He said, I'm devastated. I'm sick to my stomach because he never went in. And again, there's a lot of police officers that typically they do take action once they get there. But you have to understand that they don't always. Let me tell you my personal story. We had opened up our very first video store. I was still working as an engineer, so it was really a mom and pop. I think we only had one, maybe two employees. My wife was covering pretty much all the hours. We had a snowstorm, which is very rare in North Carolina, and everybody was at the store. We came there. We worked late. We closed the store. We couldn't leave. And then I'll tell you when we come back from break what happened. Similar situation. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike and Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're just talking about the admission of the Broward County Sheriff. The video has surfaced showing that there was an armed deputy who had been assigned to that school. He heard the shooting. He went to the building where the shooting was taking place, but he waited outside. He did not go in as people were being shot, as teachers were shielding students with their bodies and being killed, because Joe Biden created the Gun-Free School Act in 1990. And that's one of the reasons why you've had so many school shootings here in the United States. There is no such thing as a gun-free school. You can create a defenseless school by making sure that nobody has guns. And again, we've talked about this, how people need to be allowed to defend themselves. And in the process, they defend other people as well. But that's the key thing, defending yourself. You cannot always expect that somebody is going to come to your rescue and risk their life for you. That's not a reasonable expectation. Even if they're wearing a uniform and you pay them to do that, you still can't reasonably expect them to lay down their life for you. That is a very rare thing. It's a real act of heroism when it happens. But it's unusual, and we celebrate that because it doesn't happen that often. And there's a lot of police officers, a lot of military who will do that. But don't count on it, because sometimes self-preservation kicks in. If you're armed and self-preservation kicks in, then the right thing happens. You start fighting back. You have the ability to fight back. And I started relating a particular experience. Let's just go on to recap for people joining us. The sheriff said, again, he's devastated, sick to his stomach because the guy never went in. The guy was terminated, essentially suspended without pay. The guy said, I'm going to take my retirement now. So he's going to take his retirement. The sheriff said that the individual, Mr. Peterson, 54, was the school resource officer at the Stoneman Douglas High School and was at the site armed and in uniform when the shooting took place. He said video footage showed Mr. Peterson arriving at the building where the shooting broke out about 90 seconds after the first shots were fired. Asked what Mr. Peterson should have done, Sheriff Israel said he should have gone in, addressed the killer, and killed the killer. That's, by the way, what Stephen Williford did, the former NRA instructor with an AR-15 who did that to the guy who was shooting up the church in Sullivan Springs, Texas. Sheriff Israel said Mr. Peterson had not given a reason for why he did not go into the building where the shooter was. It was unclear if he will face charges. All right, well, you know, we know what the reason is. And I just started talking about my own personal experience about police. And it was right after my wife and I had opened a video store. And it was a very small mom and pop. And my wife was working the store. I got out early because it was snow. It's a very rare occasion in North Carolina, Raleigh, where we lived, when it would snow. And so everybody's going home because nobody does anything with the roads. And most people don't really know how to drive on the snow. And it's even harder when you don't have anybody clearing the road. So I went by to pick her up, and the place was booming. We never realized how many people were going to be going to a video store when the snow broke out. They'd go to a video store, then they'd go to the grocery store, and they'd get milk and bread. And then they'd go home, evidently watch videos while they eat milk and bread, because they would just clear the stores out of everything like that. But it was booming business. And so it's like, well, we're staying here. And then when everybody stopped coming, it's like, all right, we'll go home. Well, we both had small sports cars. By small, I mean low to the ground, and we couldn't go anywhere. I was like, well, looks like we're not going anywhere. We're stuck here. So we locked the doors, and we were the only store that was open in the strip center. Everything else was still under construction. There were no other stores that were even occupied. Even the anchor tenant, the grocery store, was not open yet. And as a matter of fact, they were still trying to stock it. And they had a guy with a big 18-wheeler who got stuck right in front of our store. He couldn't get out of the parking lot either. And so we watched him out there struggling in front of our store, and he just stopped and gave up. And we went out and said, hey, you know, we got heat here. If you want to come stay inside the store, you're welcome to do that. And so he came, stayed inside the store. And in the wee hours of the morning, we heard this banging. And at first, I thought it was construction that was going on because it was kind of bright with all the snow in the parking lot and everything. And then I realized somebody was banging on the side door, and they were coming through the wall. And so I woke the truck driver up, and I woke up my wife. I said, somebody's coming into the store. And I told my wife, I said, call the police, because the police station was just about a block down the road from our store. But of course, it was snowing, and they were having difficulty getting around as well. So she's on the phone with them, and they're talking to her, and the truck driver gets a hammer, and he wants these people start a fight with him when they come through the door. And probably that would have been a better thing to do in retrospect, but instead we relied on the police to come and do something about that, thinking that they would be there at any moment, and they would handle this, and it would be less messy. And legally, as well as blood and guts. But so I told them, I said, as I started coming through, I told them, I said, get in the back. And then after they got into the store and the police were still not there, I said, all right, we got to go. And I got my wife out and the truck driver, and then I put a ladder against the door. We were in the back room kind of watching them. At that point, they'd gotten in. They were going through the cash register and stuff. And then they went out the back door, and I followed them. And when we shut the door, they tried to get out. They tried to pursue us. They were not just there to rob the bank, evidently, the bank, the till. And we realized this later because they couldn't get the door open. We heard them trying to get the door open, and they actually kicked the door and left a footprint on the door. But they couldn't get it open. It was, like I said, it was new construction, and it still had some issues. Meanwhile, as my wife is running barefoot through the snow, the police finally get there, and they jump out of the car even and pull a gun on her, nearly shot her, and then got her into the police car, got all three of us in the police car, and then they got out, and they took up positions in the back of the store behind the dumpster, and then waited, and we all waited for about 3 hours until they could get this small town had a SWAT team. I was absolutely amazed. I mean, this is in the mid-80s. I'd never heard of a SWAT team outside of L.A., and I was surprised that this small town had a SWAT team. But they did, and they waited 3 or 4 hours for them to come. And they didn't do anything except nearly shoot my wife. And then the SWAT team, when they finally get there, of course, the people are gone, long gone. And the front door is still locked. The what they used to come through the door, which is basically just a electrical conduit pipe, I pointed it out. I said, they were over there dusting the front door, which was still locked, by the way, for fingerprints. And I said, well, they didn't go through that door because it's still locked, but everybody else in this neighborhood went through that front door. You're not going to find their fingerprints on it, but I said, that's the thing over there that might have their fingerprints on it. And the guy says, oh, yeah, I know, and kept dusting the thing and then left without ever even looking at that for fingerprints. And then eventually they left and left us with a no way to go home, no way to get out anywhere, and left us with a big gaping hole after they wrote their report. And so I learned something from that experience. I learned that I'm not going to call 911. I'm not going to be confronting somebody with a phone receiver or even a hammer. I got myself a four-wheel drive Jeep, and I got a firearm after that. You should do the same thing, because people aren't going to be there for you when you need them. You're on your own in this world. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're going to get to the CNN witch hunt, and we're going to get to the discussion about what really needs to happen, and that is school security. There's two ways that school security is going to happen. Either we're going to turn our schools into model police states, or we're going to recognize the rights of individuals to protect themselves. And you know, I was telling that story about the very first video store that we'd had. We'd only been open a couple of weeks. And I, as I said, I learned a lesson from that. I got a gun that could, and I also got a car that could drive in snow. But I also learned other lessons as we stayed in business. We had other stores in other cities, and in some of the cities, they didn't like it if they got a burglar alarm call. The police didn't like that. We had false alarms sometimes, and usually what would happen is we would have the air conditioning system or the heating system or something come on in the middle of the night. We had a lot of promotional materials. With it being a video store, they'd be hanging from the ceiling. If something were to move, that might set off an alarm. And they started charging us for alarms, which is, all right, I understand that. You got to go. It's a false alarm, and, you know, it stopped you from writing a ticket or something, so you can write me a ticket. Then they started charging in some jurisdictions just for the idea of having an alarm system that was that would call them. So there's an additional charge. And so I told the alarm companies, I said, because I would always have to show up and turn off the alarm. I always had to go through the building. Sometimes the police were there, sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes it would get there after I was in the building. And it concerned me that they would shoot me, because you never know what's going to happen. So I started telling them, do not call the police. Call me. I'll take care of it. Because I didn't. I had a gun. It's my property. I'll protect my stuff. I don't expect them to protect my stuff. I expect them to issue me fines and tell me I got to have permits and charge me for permits and charge me for fines and charge me for burglar alarm calls. That's what I expect the police to do from years of experience. I could give you some more examples about that. But just to stay on the gun issue, it's my stuff. I'll go protect it. And I don't want their help. I don't want them there. I don't trust them to be there. And I would not trust them in a school shooting either. I don't want to see armed officers. I don't want to see a police state. But again, I'm not going to put any of my kids in a school. My kids are grown up for the most part, except for one. I would never put them in a school for other reasons other than this. It's a non-starter. But we have Wayne LaPierre pointing out that opportunists, as he calls them, are using the tragedy to expand gun control and to abolish U.S. gun rights. Now, he did not say U.S. gun rights. That was the way the BBC reported it. And we should never speak of gun rights. Guns don't have rights. Guns are not thinking things. Let's understand that. It's people. The guns haven't changed. The Constitution hasn't changed. Our society has changed. Guns don't have rights. States don't have rights. Sometimes people talk about states' rights, states' rights. So states don't have rights. Under the 10th Amendment, states have powers. And they reserve those powers to themselves when they created the Constitution. Anything that was not expressly delegated to the federal government remains the power of the state. Not the right of the state, but the power of the state. People, on the other hand, people have rights. And the Second Amendment speaks of the people's right to keep and bear arms. It's the people's right. It's not the National Guard's right. It's not the federal government's right. And as we look at this, one of the things that concerns me about all this is that everybody is looking to President Trump or Marco Rubio or somebody in Washington to fix this situation. We don't need them to fix this situation. We need people like this sheriff who says, well, we're going to put armed guards at the schools. And then he has to, he's embarrassed the next day and say, yeah, well, we had an armed guard there, but he didn't do anything. But it is an issue that needs to be addressed at the local level. And we can have a lot of different approaches to this at different local levels. Why does every problem have to be solved by the government? Why does every problem have to be solved by having a bigger government? Why does every problem have to be solved by having it solved at Washington level? We don't need everything solved at the Washington, D.C. level by the federal government. They've got too much on their plate already. They've already exceeded their authority and their ability to solve problems. They're doing a poor job of it. And the Department of Education is a big part of the problem, the things that they're pushing on us with that. But when we talk about rights, and we talk about people's rights, the right of the people. The right of the people. You got CNN, you got New York Times, all these people now in the mainstream media, the same people who tell you that you cannot be trusted on social media and news outlets like InfoWars cannot be trusted to talk. We have to be censored. You have to be censored. Social media is going to take you down. Google wants to take us down. Twitter, Facebook want to take us down. The feds want to take us down because only certain people should have a First Amendment and only certain people should have guns. And so the usual people that are against the First Amendment are also against the Second Amendment. CNN analyst Kirsten Powers said guns should be, quote, banned everywhere. There was a conservative guest, Mary Catherine Hamm, said, can you clarify that for me? Do you just mean assault-style rifles like the AR-15? She says, well, I actually have, Power said, I actually have friends who believe that they're toys, and so they want to go and use them at a shooting range. Using stuff, going to a shooting range is not using them as toys. That is a responsible thing to do, to learn how to use your weapon safely in a controlled area. I mean, think about it like cars. You want to go out and race on the streets? I mean, that's irresponsible. You want to go race at a racetrack? That's fine. You want to take a gun and take it to a shooting range? That's fine. That's a responsible use of it. She says, I don't think you need to have an AR-15 to protect your home. Well, I don't really care what you think. It's not your home. It's not your decision. Shut up. you don't get a vote in this. This isn't up for votes, quite frankly. She said she used to live in Alaska. Her family had 12 firearms. And then she goes full Joe Biden on us. She says, get a shotgun. Remember the videos about Joe Biden saying, you don't need an AR-15. Get a shotgun, women. And we put up the videos of all the women who were admittedly newbies. They were not holding it securely against their shoulder, and they shoot and the recoil knocks it out of their hand, or they do have it secure on their shoulder, knocks them flat on the ground. Then showing a bunch of pictures with women shooting repeatedly with an AR-15 because it has far less kick. It's far easier for anybody, not just women, anybody to shoot. It's far more accurate than a shotgun. But, of course, Biden wanted to impress us that he was a real gun guy. You know, you got your over and under, you got your side by side. Yeah, yeah. You got your lying politicians who think that they are over you. And she says, oh, actually, guns are banned in a lot of places as they go on, you know, because the conservatives saying, you really want to ban guns? She goes, well, actually, they are banned in a lot of places. And the conservative says, yeah, and they have more crime in those places. And she admitted it. She says, yeah, we don't have less gun crime in places like Chicago. People go to states that don't have them banned, then they buy them, then they run into Chicago, and then they sell them. So actually, if they were banned everywhere, we might have a different outcome. You've heard that argument before, right? Well, here's the argument you come back to them with. You say, well, if they can go from into places like Indiana and buy their guns and then come back into Chicago and shoot them, then why is it that Chicago, there's so much more gun violence than there is in Indiana where it's legal to have guns? Huh? Maybe it's the people, huh? Maybe it's your drug war. Remember when Al Capone had fully automatic Tommy guns and they were shooting each other on the streets? That was prohibition. You want to see prohibition of guns? What do you think that's going to put on your street? You haven't been able to stop drugs in 47 years of prohibition. You haven't even slowed it down. It is far worse than ever. Far worse than ever. You're not going to stop it with prohibition. She says, then another person says, I've been saying we've got to repeal the Second Amendment on the pages of time for a long time. 25 years ago, he said, if you had said marriage equality, that would have been a pipe dream. So you set out the goal and then you work toward it. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. They are never going to stop. And we better never stop. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
New from Emrex Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal,
The last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Prohibition never works. Banning alcohol didn't work. Banning drugs didn't work. Banning guns won't work either. It will, however, make them far more dangerous. And it will leave them in the hands of the worst people and take them out of the hands of good guys. So think about this. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about drugs here because we had a very touching video from Eric Balling talking about his son who just recently died of opioid overdose and how President Trump called him on Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving after that had just happened. It was just had happened a couple of weeks earlier. And, you know, I don't agree with Eric Balling on many things. When you see the shootings, the Islamic terror in Paris, I think Eric Balling was still working at Fox at the time. He said, everybody says we got a too much of a police state. We've got too militarized of police. We don't have the police militarized with all these weapons and all these MRAPs that they're bringing back. I mean, clearly doesn't understand what's going on with that. But he says, I want the police more militarized. And he would probably, who knows, I don't know if he'd be calling for gun prohibition if he was still there. But now he is going to be volunteering to try to help people with opioid epidemic. But still, as a classic conservative Republican, he thinks that interdiction is going to be the cue to stop this. So we're going to add more police, we're going to add more snooping to society, and we're going to somehow stop it that way. That's not the solution. It is a big problem. And just like we're talking about with the school shootings, banning AR-15s or banning bump stops is something that we can do to make everybody feel better and get politicians elected because people think that they're doing something about a problem, and it is absolutely totally ineffective. I mean, I'm about real solutions for real problems, and let's not take things off of the table simply because your sponsor is selling it. That's the key thing that we have to talk about. Speaking of sponsorship, we have some natural products that won't get you addicted or won't drive you out of your mind. Things that will help your gut health, things that will help your DNA health, things that will help your digestion, will help you to fight pollen. Let me tell you about some of those right now. At InfoWarsStore.com, we sell these products, and that's what funds this program. We have CellForce, the Real Red Pill, both of those 50% off. We have our newest product, Icarin, to help detoxify your body, support your liver and kidneys, uses milk thistle extract. Not some pharmaceutical concentrated synthetic thing. That's the way we create our products. Icarin is available for 50% off right now as an introductory special. Same thing with Pollen Block, 50% off. If you're in an area of the country that may be experiencing pollen issues right now, but if you aren't, you will be soon. So take a look at Pollen Block while it's on 50% off a special. We also have our InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, Carnivore and Floor Life, Digestive Aid, probiotics to help your gut health. Those two products together, unprecedented 50% off. And we also have Super Blue, our toothpaste and mouthwash products. They don't have fluoride in them. They do have the good halogen, iodine, in them, and they have nano silver to fight bacteria that creates gum disease that leads to tooth loss and to heart disease. So try Super Blue or stock up on it. If you've already tried it, I know you're going to like it. 50% off all of our Super Blue products. We have a couple of different flavors of toothpaste. We also have a mouthwash there. You'll see all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm glad to see other people writing about this. This is a story from Zero Hedge. The title, Prohibition Never Works. Banning alcohol didn't work. Banning guns won't work either. That's what I've been saying from day one. I've said this many times. I've said this before the shooting started. This is a, if you've heard me on the air, you know this is a common recurring theme. It's something that I think we really have to understand as a society. As they point out, alcohol kills almost three times as many Americans as guns. And I related the story to you earlier this week about how my cousin by marriage, about my same age, killed himself with a gun. It was a pistol. It was the same pistol that his grandfather had used to commit suicide. Those were listed as gun deaths, but they were actually alcohol deaths. Both of them were alcoholics. It was the alcohol that killed them, even though the gun got the blame. Gun violence is not the epidemic that you want to believe that it is. There's 88,000 people in 2015 that were killed by alcohol abuse. Now, this is not counting the people whose lives are destroyed by this drug and then commit suicide with a gun. No, those are tallied up on the gun deaths roll. And so we ask, you know, so why not ban booze? And I said this earlier this week. I said, if I had been around at the turn of the century when they were talking about prohibiting alcohol, I would have voted for it. They were even doing it the right way. They actually had respect for the Constitution. They put in a constitutional amendment because the 10th Amendment makes it clear that the government, the federal government, doesn't have the power to prohibit anything. If you're going to prohibit alcohol, you could have done it at the state level. The states reserve the power to prohibit alcohol. And they continued to do that even after alcohol prohibition was stopped at the federal level. But the federal government had no power to prohibit alcohol. They had to have the 18th Amendment because of the 10th Amendment. So I've said 1018. 1018. 1018 tells you that our entire war on drugs is unconstitutional. And that's a big deal. But it's also a big deal that alcohol prohibition didn't work. And we saw all the things that happened with alcohol prohibition being repeated, but even many more problems with drug prohibition. That's why I oppose it. You're not going to find anybody. Every time I talk about the war on drugs, I always have people trolling me and saying, yeah, you're a pothead or whatever. I don't smoke pot. I don't use alcohol. Never have. Either one. I don't do any drugs. You're not going to find anybody more anti-drug use than I am. And you're not going to find anybody that is more anti-drug war than I am. Absolutely oppose a drug war. Because it has destroyed our rights, our liberties, it has corrupted our government and law enforcement, and it has been totally ineffective. It's just a feel-good. It's absolutely ridiculous. But at least they did it the right way. And we had that experiment, and we didn't learn anything from it, unfortunately. So let's play the clip from Eric Balling, because now he's talking about the opioid epidemic, and it's a very moving clip here. Let's play that.
in the very
this is at CPAC.
Dark times that we were having, my wife and I. This is about 6 weeks after Eric Chase passed. We were going to sit down to Thanksgiving dinner, and there's an empty chair there, the proverbial empty chair. We had it, and I knew it was going to be a big deal, and I knew it was going to be really, really bad. And we're walking over to the table, and the phone rang. My cell phone rang, and it was President Trump, who said, "Eric, just want you to know, no one should have to lose a child, and we're thinking of you." Very, very important. He did that. But the point is, yeah, he's been great. He showed empathy and compassion for what that was all about. So I used that as an opportunity to say, "Hey, Mr. President, thank you so much. Can I come talk to you about this?" And I have. I've gone to the White House several times. I've spoken to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, Mercedes Schlapp, the whole other groups. I'm doing it on a volunteer basis because the word needs to get out. They're doing a great job. They have some initiatives that are starting, and one I'm actually helping them with next week. But they can do more. We can always do more. There's a lot more to do. They're focusing on the supply side. So a lot of the pills that are coming in either legally or illegally, produced here legally or coming in from China.
By mail, right?
You're not going to stop it.
Are coming out on the
supply. If you focus on the supply side, you're not going to stop it.
So there's a lot of these coming in, and we need to figure out.
All right, let's stop there. That's the same mistake that the left is making on gun control. You want to wish drugs into the cornfield, and I understand that. But you can't wish them into the cornfield. You can't wish the guns in the cornfield. I mean, if we could, that's a hypothetical thing. We can all talk about that. But that's not the way the real world works. You know, we just had another report of a sleepwalking student going into a school. Caused them to shut down the school, cancel the school, sweep the school with police, maybe looking for bombs or whatever. But he's able to get in. No security with that. But it reminded me of the discussion that I had with the lady from SSRI Stories. Talking about the kid whose medication was changed, who was on some of these psychotropic drugs, SSRIs and so forth, and he took a gun in and held a class hostage. I mean, there's a lot of incidents of that. He would point the gun at them, and then he'd point the gun under his shoulder or chin, and then he'd point the gun back at them, and he had absolutely no recollection of it. He was sleepwalking. I don't know if this kid was on drugs or if he was truly sleepwalking. But this is a common occurrence. A lot of, and there's a list if you go to SSRI Stories. Is it .com or .net? .net. SSRIstories.net. And she's got them listed here. And you can, with a link to each of these things, whether it's a school shooting or whether it's a school hostage situation. And what was the cause? Was it Prozac withdrawal? Was it withdrawal from Cymbalta? Antidepressant withdrawal? Was it a change in the dose of medication? You know, 6 dead, 15 wounded. Perp was in withdrawal from medications and acting erratically. A teen was holding a classmate's hostage with a gun. A teen holds teacher and student hostage. A teen takes girl hostage at school. He's killed by police and so on. We'll have more to say about this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're just playing the sad story that Eric Bolling told about his son who died from an opioid epidemic or overdose. It's part of the overall epidemic, but he died from an overdose. And to give you an idea of just how dangerous this is, take a look at this photo here. This is an article from Allison Bond, and she says, "Why fentanyl is deadlier than heroin in a single photo. On the left, you see heroin. And you see a small amount of it at the bottom of a bottle. That's 30 milligrams, and that will kill you of heroin. On the right, you can see just one or two grains in a bottle that is marked fentanyl. And that's 3 milligrams. That will kill you. That will kill you." I don't know if that was the opioid that Eric Bolling's son died of the overdose with. But, and of course, as they're focusing on it now, and if they want to focus on interdiction, understand that people are able to buy fentanyl from Chinese companies and have it sent through the mail. They can go on the dark web and they can buy it privately on the dark web, have it sent to them. And the government doesn't know. Here's the problem. If you want to do it by interdiction, what is that going to require? Well, that's going to require a government that knows everything that everybody's getting in the mail. First of all, that isn't going to happen. And if that happens, they'll find some other way to do it. But they'll still keep going through your mail. They'll still keep monitoring everything. And then, of course, charging you for the massive police state that is involved in that. It has to be handled as a spiritual issue. Or a psychological issue, if you will. Or a medical issue, if you will. It has to be stopped on the supply side. How did we reduce the use of tobacco? A massive education program. You're never going to eradicate everything. Perfect solutions, folks, don't exist in this world. So you're still going to have people who smoke tobacco, but boy, we sure have a lot less people smoking now than we did a few decades ago. Everybody was smoking. You don't have that happening now. Why? Because of education. Do we have tobacco prohibition where you went around and kicked the cigarettes out of people's mouths and shot them with a SWAT team if they had cigarettes? No. And so there are ways to handle this that will actually help the problem. It's an educational issue, and you're never going to stop it. You will always have a certain percentage of the population that will use things to try to escape this life, and eventually they will. They can escape it temporarily. They can sniff glue, or they can use fentanyl, and they can order it from China or whatever. And it'll give them a momentary relief. And then one day they'll find that they get complete relief from this life. That's the way we have to handle this, folks. We have to try to do things that are going to minimize the problem. We'll never eliminate the problem. There'll always be stuff. But we have things like the opioid epidemic and fentanyl stuff because we allow Big Pharma to run roughshod over us. Or we have things like meth because we have a war on drugs. See, when we prohibited alcohol, we got more concentrated forms of it. And when we prohibited drugs, we get more concentrated forms of it like meth. Now, there's a story today from the Daily Mail. A woman, 20 years old, beautiful, beautiful young girl, beautiful eyes. She had been using meth for about 6 months. She went to church, got up in front of the church, and gouged her eyes out. as she said she heard voices. You know, we heard that from the shooter in, who was also on SSRIs, presumably because he's under psychological meds. She gouged her eyes out in front of the church. She's now blind. She said she heard voices from heaven telling her that she had to sacrifice her eyes in order to get to heaven. So it can happen anywhere. And we wouldn't even have meth if we didn't have drug prohibition. A woman pastor in the House of Representatives in Florida has approved a bill to post "In God We Trust" on all public school buildings. That isn't going to do it. It's a nice gesture, but, you know, we have that printed on our money that people buy drugs with. Because, really, people trust in government, don't they? Or they trust in those drugs. And it isn't going to be handled with slogans like "Just Say No" or "In God We Trust."
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I was just saying at the top of the hour, we continued on with that, that theme of drugs because we have to learn about that. We have to see, the right has to see the mistakes that we're making, just as the left needs to see this. You know, both of them are going off the rails with this, thinking that you are going to be able to stop people from getting guns and you're going to be able to stop people from getting drugs. It just isn't going to happen. But you will get more concentrated forms of them. As I pointed out at the top of the hour, the woman, 20 years old, beautiful eyes, but she gouged them out in front of the church, saying that voices were telling her that she had to sacrifice her eyes to get to heaven. She'd been using meth for 6 months. And meth is something that we would not even have if it wasn't for the drug war. That is a product of the drug war. Very easy to manufacture. And as we have prohibition and the longer it goes, the more we get concentrated forms of it. We saw the same thing happen in alcohol prohibition, but we've seen it in spades with drug prohibition because this insane United Nations war on drugs. It is a UN agenda, folks. They created the four schedules and they populated it with the drugs that they wanted. Which ones they wanted is Schedule One, you know, putting marijuana in is Schedule One, saying that it had no medical use. No, it does have medical use. That was a lie. Everybody knows it's a lie. We're still pretending that it is a Schedule One drug with no medical use. But they put all the drugs in the different schedules and they did that in 1961. It was 1971. That Richard Nixon adopted the UN agenda and called it his war on drugs. And things have been getting far worse ever since. In the same way, if we try to stop gun violence with the wrong solution, we will be pouring gasoline on the fire. And that's what we've done with the war on drugs. We have created the largest prison population of any country in the world. Both as a percentage and in absolute numbers, no country in history has ever locked up as many people as we have in the war on drugs. Hasn't helped. We got people, we even have stories of, there's one mother in Maryland whose son was addicted to, I don't remember what the drug was, maybe it was heroin. She called the police on him because she wanted to get him off of drugs and she thought, well, if I send him to prison, they'll dry him out in prison. And he died of an overdose in prison. And she was like, how can this happen? Well, it can happen because we have a war on drugs that has corrupted everybody. It has corrupted even the guards in the prison system, because you pay enough people, you can get whatever you want. And we have a lot of people that die every year of overdoses in the prison system, because anybody can be corrupted. And you're not going to stop this stuff with just outright prohibition. So people will die of drug overdoses in prison. Does that tell you that even if we turn our society into a prison in order to try to stop this by interdiction? See, that's a wrong lesson that Eric Balling learned from this. I mean, it was a great story. People need to hear it, hear the tragedy of the empty chair at Thanksgiving. I mean, my heart goes out to him. But I don't want to see this happen to other kids because we're applying the wrong solution or because we're throwing gasoline on the fire. Interdiction is not the solution. You have to stop it at the source. There is something missing in our society, in our lives, if we do that. If we go to the schools and we say, well, you know, we kick God out of the schools. We don't have prayer in the schools, and we don't allow even Bible studies in the schools after hours. And so let's start moving some of that. Well, yeah, we could do some of that stuff. But if you go in and you just put up on the schools, this is what one Florida legislator put through, in God we trust, that isn't going to do anything. Just say no isn't going to stop the use of drugs, and in God we trust isn't going to change anybody's heart. It's not going to get to it. We can't, you know, slogans and posters and adding more police to interdict guns and drugs, that isn't going to change it. The solution is not that simple, and there is no perfect solution. There are solutions that are better than others. There are solutions, quote unquote, that make the problem far worse. One of these solutions that's making the problem far worse is psychiatric drug use. Over 1 million children under the age of 6 are currently on psychiatric drugs in America. Psychiatric drug use is on the rise in the U.S., with 1 out of every 6 Americans now on some of these SSRIs. And so that's why when I talk about this, and we talk about the SSRIstories.net, you should go there, you should look at this. People say, hey, I take it, I'm fine. And nothing's happened to me yet. Well, I hope nothing happens to you. And I hope nothing happens to you if when you start to get off of it, because you realize that long-term use is starting to deteriorate parts of your body. And then you decide that you're going to get off of the medication. And then, as our guest last week pointed out, you are like somebody that has a diver who's gone under the water and stayed a very long time. And if you don't gradually get off of this and decompress, you're going to get bit. And you might get bit in a way that you're going to commit suicide, or you're going to kill other people and then commit suicide. Or maybe you'll go in and take people hostage, and maybe you'll have death by cop. We don't know what's going to happen to you. But, you know, if you go look at SSRStories.net and you see how this is related to all these school shootings, that's a very important thing to educate yourself about that. You know, we hear all of these side effects every time Fox News and CNN have their pharmaceutical commercials. They'll go through and they'll rapidly run off all of these very, very serious side effects. And people will say, well, that's not going to happen to me. Like Eric Balling said, you think this isn't going to happen to your kid. And people think, well, this is something that's been approved by the FDA. I just had one of the crew here, Joe, was saying, yeah, he said his dad had to be put on painkillers, and to get him off of OxyContin, they put him on fentanyl, and he had all these different things in his body, and it just had a tremendous toll on him internally, these dangerous pharmaceuticals. But think about the fact that half of these children, I just told you, a million children, half of these children are 4 to 5 years old. Incredibly, 274,000 of them are younger than a year old. That's right, babies are being put on psychiatric drugs. And then the number rises exponentially for toddlers, you know, because they go through the terrible twos, as people say. 2 to 3. Oh, I'm having problems with my child. Doctor, can you give me a pill for that? That's the mental illness of our society, that we don't recognize this, that we don't take an opportunity to discipline our children. I mean, I just can't understand that mindset of trying to medicate problems away, any more than I can understand the mindset of trying to have all of our problems solved by the government at the federal level. You can't do that. I'll give you another example. One of my sons, when he was a toddler, started throwing temper tantrum in a restaurant. I wasn't going to put up with that. I mean, I hate that when I go to a restaurant. People have a screaming kid and they don't do anything about it. So we kept telling him he wouldn't do it, got angrier, got red in the face, started smashing stuff. So it's like, well, I'm not going to spank him in public because people call CPS and they'll take him away, right? So it just took him out to the car, put him in the car seat, shut the door so he could scream his head off. And I stepped back so that he couldn't see me. I was there the whole time. Nothing was going to happen to him. And just let him scream until he was out of juice, literally. And then I opened up the door and I said, are you done? And that was it. And then, you know, one other time, started to get angry. I said, do you want to go sit in the car again? That was it. I mean, you have to discipline your kids instead of medicating them. And we have to understand when we have things that are missing in our life, we have a hole in your life. You can't fill it with pharmaceuticals. You know, fill it with God. That's really the problem. And that's the real problem. And you're not going to fill it with a slogan either. We've got the In God We Trust. We've got that on our money. The money issued by the Federal Reserve. You trust the Federal Reserve? I don't trust the Federal Reserve. But most people do. And they trust the government. And they trust that the government will keep them safe and that the government can keep all those bad things away from them, like guns and drugs. It isn't going to happen. When we come back, we're going to talk about the teachers who think that that's really what can happen. Teachers who say, I don't want a gun. Don't force me. Nobody's going to force you with a gun. That's not even something anybody's talking about. Keep the guns out of the schools. Keep us defenseless. Yeah, how's that worked out for you? We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt, no, Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking about men with the government having a gun, telling you, you got to be aware. You know, we've talked about this, and gun control, folks, is a suicide pact. More specifically, or genocide, if you will, but more specifically, it is a democide pact. You know what democide is? Death by government. We've had a lot of that in the 20th century. I'm not talking about the casualties under World War I or World War II. Actually, a lot more people were killed by their own governments. And Nazi Germany, and Stalin's Russia, and Mao's China. And we have Chinese paper, the official Chinese paper, lecturing us on human rights, saying that gun prohibition is for human rights. Boy, that is communist doublespeak, if ever there was some. Shanghai, Reuters reports that this Global Times newspaper, which is a mouthpiece for the communist dictators, you know, China is far worse than Russia. China has never changed. Russia has changed a good deal. You know, there's about 30% of the people there now who support communism. It's still very authoritarian. It's not democratic like we would like to live under, but it is certainly not Stalin's Russia. China, on the other hand, I'm not so sure. You know, you look at President Xi Jinping. You know, she's pretty bad. And I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about the guy whose name's Xi. He is trying to create a cult of Mao. And these people are still communist, even though they've been, they've embraced, capitalism and economic power. They've kept a lot of that economic power to themselves. Now, the people in China have seen a massive increase in their standard of living. And so they think, oh, this is great, you know. They're getting some crumbs off the table, to quote Nancy Pelosi. But the people who are staying in power are keeping most of that money and all of that power for themselves. And so the Global Times says the United States should learn from China, and it should genuinely, that's their term, genuinely protect human rights by restricting gun ownership. That's their editorial. They said, gun ownership in China strictly regulated, which helps reduce gun-related crime and death. U.S. should learn from China, genuinely protect human rights. Mm-hmm. You do that, and instead of 17 people being shot and killed, you're going to have 78 million killed, like Mao did. But of course, when you start talking about 78 million people, as Joseph Stalin pointed out, it's just a statistic, right? It's just a statistic. 17 deaths, that's a tragedy, but 78 million is a statistic. So, yeah. They can get away with it. They said gun violence is rare in China because private gun ownership is restricted, except for the guns that are owned by the government, and they can get pretty violent with that. They've been shutting down elections in Hong Kong. They have forced abortions. They have beaten blind protesters who protested abortion. And they have the one-child policy. Yeah, I'd never talked about that with my daughter until recently. We adopted her from China, and she's now in high school and homeschooled. And she heard something about that and asked me about it, and I explained it to her, and she started crying. It is sad. But that's what you get when they have all the guns. Because we have an editorial here from The Hill. And the person is saying, you can't protect liberty with a firearm. Oh, yes, you can. But here's their case. They start out with Mao Zedong. In 1927, they said, Mao Zedong said famously, and I've quoted this many times this last week, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. The power to enforce a one-child policy, forced abortions, forced sterilizations, or whatever else they want to do. They can shut down your elections, anything they want to do, your free speech, anything. Because they've got all the power, because they've got all the guns. And Mao knew it, and they talked about it. She talks about this. And then she goes on to say, and it's for this very reason that Americans have always valued the Second Amendment. Ratified in 1791, the right to bear arms is an intrinsic part of American culture, seen as a bulwark against tyranny, because it is a bulwark against tyranny. And she said, but the question we really need to be asking is, what are the main threats to democracy today? Could conventional weapons actually be used to defend ourselves, our families, our republic? And says, a tyrant would have to even enter our physical home to take away our liberty. Or we would have to have soldiers crossing our border. You know, or maybe illegal immigrants crossing our border who we don't know who they are. They could be MS-13 or they could be a, we tried to have this sold to us, they could be 8-year-olds with teddy bears. Yeah, right. They made the trip all the way across Central and South America to come to us. Now, I think they were either being human trafficked, brought by their parents, or they were MS-13 or whatever. I mean, yeah, bottom line, folks, it's an invasion at the border. So I said, you know, you can have Vice President Pence get cheered at CPAC talking about, we're going to build that wall. Well, then just do it and shut up. I'm tired of hearing about it. Just do it or shut up about it. Because it is a defense issue. Do you need to go to a judge to build a fort in America? No, you don't. You just do it. Why can't you build a wall? Because it's a defense of our country. If we have people coming across our country, we don't, the border, and we don't know who they are, where they're coming from, whether they're criminals, whether they're coming in because they're from, oh, they could be coming from Russia. That's the thing. We need to tell people that the people crossing the border are coming from Russia. Then maybe we'll get a wall. They could be coming from Russia. They could be coming from China. As a matter of fact, they do. They could be coming, they could be MS-13 or drug cartels or whatever. We don't know who these people are. And they could tell us that they are dreamers or DACA recipients because, hey, I'm under 18. We don't know. We don't know their name. We don't know their age. We don't know anything about them. And if they come in sufficient numbers, as Cloward and Piven pointed out, and get on our welfare system, because 75% of the DACA recipients are recipients because they're on welfare. And even if they're not on welfare at an older age, they're on welfare because they're going to our schools that we're paying for. So when you do that in sufficient and uncontrolled numbers, it's not only an invasion, but as Cloward and Piven pointed out, and common sense would tell you, I didn't need to read Cloward and Piven, but Cloward and Piven were interesting because, as common sense would tell you, uncontrolled immigration combined with a generous welfare system will destroy a country economically and will destroy the country. They said, we can use this. Cloward and Piven were advocating that as a means of destroying America so they could rebuild their own socialist utopia. So this is an existential threat to our country. It is a defense issue. And if you're not willing to build a wall or fence or put troops on the border, bring them home from the wars of conquest and the colonial wars that we have going on to keep our supply of heroin and lithium coming from Afghanistan, bring those troops home. Put them on the border. Build the wall. It's a defense issue. And you know, you can't conquer a country if you don't have boots on the ground. And that's why they had a militia. But they go on with this, and they make some very interesting arguments here. We're going to talk about those when we come back. Talking about how there's other things that we have to worry about in terms of conquest. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Money. electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. For the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Just looking at this editorial on the Hill from the Associate Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, saying you can't protect liberty with a firearm. Saying, yeah, we understand what Mao said about power growing out of the barrel of a gun. We understand about the American Revolution and why they did that. But the question we have to ask is, what's the main threat to our democracy? You know, could conventional weapons keep troops from crossing our borders? Can you stop a tyrant from entering your home and taking away your liberty? Because most of us have a home security network that has things like a Nest thermostat or a Google Home device or laptops or iPads or whatever. Smart hacker could get into these. You know, so could the NSA. And we found out about the fact that they're actually doing it, even though James Clapper lied to us. And so the question is, she says, in this scenario, how useful would a gun be to keep government out of our homes? Yeah, we got guns and we still have the government in our homes. They're using up your computer cycles. I mean, you know, maybe that's a violation of the Third Amendment. We have to house government NSA demons in your computer, or viruses or whatever, Trojan horses that are occupying your computer and stealing cycles from you, hanging out in your home, listening to you. Maybe that's a violation of the Third Amendment. Most people said, well, every one of the amendments to protect our individual liberties has been violated except that one. Maybe that is the violation. But she doesn't propose that we do anything about that. I mean, we could use our guns to overthrow the government. That's about the only way we're going to do it, because the government isn't going to do anything about that. We've seen that even Devin Nunes kept secret the information about how the NSA was violating even the loose restrictions that they had on spying on Americans and not having search warrants and so forth, and then holding that information until after they had reauthorized all these snooping practices, had loosened the restrictions, and then come out and say, oh, looky here. We just saw that the government was doing dirty tricks on President Trump. Well, if you saw that, why would you reauthorize that? Why would you loosen the restrictions? Oh, because you think you're going to have that power. See, even the conservative Republicans are doing that kind of thing. Goes on, says, and another threat to democracy today is the apparently increasing support for authoritarian ideas. To which I would add, yeah, like gun control that you're advocating for, and you're saying, well, we don't really need guns. Started out the article by saying power comes out of the barrel of a gun, but we're increasingly supporting authoritarian ideas. Like the people who say, and I said this yesterday, I said, here's a syllogism. Trump is Hitler. Trump is evil. Therefore, let's give all of our guns to evil Hitler Trump. That's what the liberals are saying. This is insane. Calling him a fascist, but let's really encourage him to act like a fascist. Let's demand that he act like a fascist. We have moms demanding fascism. Students demanding fascism. You know, moms demanding Action on Guns is actually an organization. Anyway, if an adversary, she said, wanted to threaten the U.S. and its citizens today, there's a number of ways they could do that without using military force. They might deploy biological weapons. They might create a pandemic. They might cause economic chaos through hacking into our banking system, wiping out our savings, our means of economic livelihood. She doesn't talk about an EMP pulse that would do all of those things, pretty much. So, you know, when society breaks down, but she says, so guns aren't going to be any use to stop any of that. So you don't need guns. Give them up. They're not protecting you. She's trying to make a case of all these different scenarios where guns don't protect you. But I would look at that and I'd say, well, okay, so we got a pandemic, or we got economic chaos, or we got an EMP or whatever. So what are you going to do when society breaks down? You going to pick up the phone and call 911? good luck with that. Good luck with that. There's not going to be anybody on the other end of the line. That's one of the core arguments for having the Second Amendment, lady. This is somebody teaching our kids. Then talks about Arab Spring, saying, well, the weapons that we used during Arab Spring were Twitter, Facebook, other things like that. Yeah, those are the weapons that they're using to take away your First Amendment. See, CNN, New York Times, people like this professor on the Hill, they will still have their First Amendment. They just want to use these same weapons of Twitter, Facebook, and others to shut down InfoWars, or to shut down your ability to communicate on Twitter and Facebook. Those are the main weapons that they use to attack conservatives and libertarians today. And on and on. This is the argument from the left. And here's another absurd argument from the left. The Second Amendment was ratified to preserve slavery. Therefore, the Second Amendment has to go. Said, the real reason the Second Amendment was ratified, says Truthout, and why it says state instead of country, it was to preserve the slave patrol militias in the southern states, which is necessary to get Virginia's vote. So here again, you hear somebody starting out the article by saying, essentially, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. We had slavery because the black people didn't have guns. Well, that's not the case today. Today, we have a Second Amendment that is totally colorblind. black people can get guns. As a matter of fact, that was the original Black Panthers. And we have talked to one of the original Black Panthers frequently, who talks to us, Larry Pinckney. And he said, yeah, they were telling people to get guns to protect themselves. And black people can do that. And so what they're saying is the militias were the slave patrols and regulated by the states. Whether or not that is true, it's not even worth arguing about, because the intellectual question here, which they do bring up, well, why don't they just rise up and kill whites? Well, because they had, the whites had the guns. So therefore you want to take away the guns from black people today. And you want to make slaves out of all of us. Because now we've come full circle right back to the democide issue. Yeah. That is what these people are arguing. All right, let's go to the CNN witch hunt. Because it's truly amazing to see the tactics that they used. Dana Loesch said, I wouldn't be able to exit the CNN town hall if I didn't have a security detail. And as she was talking to them, and we're going to have some clips from not only what she had to say, but also from some of these teenagers. I just cannot believe what they had to say. She said, I want to make this super obvious point. She said, the government has proven that they cannot keep you safe. Now, this is a couple of days ago. This is before the admission this morning that we had a armed, trained deputy who was assigned to that school who heard the shots. Within 90 seconds, he was at the building where the shots were happening, and he refused to go in. And at this point, what she's talking about is the fact that there were 40 calls about this kid, at least two specific calls in just the previous months to that same sheriff's department saying he's got a gun, he's got lots of ammunition, he's threatening people, he's holding guns, he's assaulting people with a weapon. They didn't do anything. The FBI was told twice about it. They didn't do anything. So she says, the government has proven they cannot keep you safe, and yet some people want all of us to disarm. You heard the town hall last night. They cheered the confiscation of firearms. It was over 5,000 people. She said, I had to have a security detail to get out of there. She's saying this at CPAC. She said, I wouldn't be able to exit that if I hadn't had a private security detail. There were people rushing the stage and screaming, burn her. You know, kind of like this.
We have found the witch. May we burn her? Burn her!
How do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one.
Burn her. How do you know she's a witch? Well, she has a gun. She must be a witch. That's how we tell them today. Let's play what Dana Loesch had to say at CPAC, recounting this town hall situation. I can understand why she would go there as a spokesperson for the NRA, but I don't understand why politicians would waste their time with a town hall. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Here's what Dana Loesch had to say about her experience at the CNN town hall.
I want to make this super obvious point. The government has proven that they cannot keep you safe. And yet some people want all of us to disarm. You heard that town hall last night. They cheered the confiscation of firearms, and it was over 5,000 people. I had to have a security detail to get out. I wouldn't have been able to exit that if I did not have a private security detail. There were people rushing the stage and screaming, burn her. And I came there to talk solutions, and I still am going to continue that conversation on solutions, as the NRA has been doing before I was alive.
That's right. Because it's not just the fascists that take the guns, it's also the communists, like Antifa, that take the guns. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And to respect its traditions. Don't worry, you're getting the wall. Don't worry, okay? I heard some.
All right, this is live at CPAC. This is President Trump speaking right now, so we're going with a live feed. That's everybody applauding the fact he says, don't worry about it. You're going to get a wall. Forget about it.
I had a couple of these characters in the back say, oh, he really doesn't want the wall. He just used that for campaigning. I said, can you believe it? You know, I say every time I hear that, the wall gets 10 feet higher. You know that. Right?
Just put it in the defense budget.
Every single time. Okay. Now we're going to have the wall, or they're not going to have what they want. You know, we have a problem. We need more Republicans. We have a group of people that vote against us in a block. They're good at two things. Resisting obstruction. And they stick together. They do. They always vote in a block. You know, it's very rare that you get a couple of them to come your way, even on the tax cuts. I mean, we're going to be fighting these people in the 18 election. We're going to be fighting people that voted against the tax cuts because the tax cuts are phenomenal and popular and helping people and helping our country. You saw Apple just brought $350 billion in. Exxon brought $50 billion in. So we're going to be fighting. The fact is we need more Republicans to vote. We want to get our agenda, because now what we have to do is, in order to get a vote to fix our military, We have to give them $100 billion in stuff that nobody in this room, including me, wants in many cases. It's terrible. We need more Republicans. That's why you have to get out and you have to fight for 18. You have to do it. We salute our great American flag. We put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance. And we all proudly stand for the national anthem.
Again, this is President Trump live at CPAC this morning, Friday, February 23rd, 2018.
Above all else, we know that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are at the center of American life. We know that. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. Our nation's motto is, in God we trust. And this week our nation lost an incredible leader who devoted his life to helping us understand what those words really mean. Leader. He was a leader. He's a great man. We will never forget the historic crowds, that voice, the energy, and the profound faith of a preacher named Billy Graham.
Again, this is CPAC live.
Great man and great family, Franklin Graham, great family. And they were for us, I'll tell you, they were for us. Right from the beginning, they were for us. As a young man, Billy decided to devote his life to God. That choice not only changed his life, it changed our country, and indeed, it even changed the world. Reverend Graham's belief in the power of God's Word gave hope to millions and millions who listened to him with his very beautiful but very simple message. God loves you. And a very special tribute, because it's almost never done. On Wednesday, we will celebrate Billy Graham's life as he lies in honor in the rotunda of our Capitol. Very well. One day, Wednesday till Thursday, about 11 o'clock on Wednesday, I bet those lines are going to be long and beautiful, because he deserves it. Not everybody deserves it, but very few people. You look back, Ronald Reagan was so honored. Very few people are so honored. That's a big thing. And he really, almost more than anybody you can think of, he deserves to be in the rotunda. So that's going to be very special. Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And Paul and Mitch and the whole group, they work very hard to make it all happen. So we want to thank them too. Everywhere you go all over the country, in cities small and large, Americans of all faiths reach out to our Creator for strength, for inspiration, and for healing. Great time for healing. In times of grief and hardship, we turn to prayer for solace and for comfort. In recent days, our entire nation has been filled with terrible pain and sorrow over the evil massacre in a great community, Parkland, Florida. This senseless act of mass murder has shocked our nation and broken our hearts. This week, I had the honor of meeting with students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, with families who have lost their children in prior shootings, great families, great people, and with members of the local community right here in Washington, D.C. Our whole nation was moved by their strength and by their courage. We listened to their heart-wrenching stories, asked them for ideas, and pledged to them. And I can speak for all of the senators and congressmen and congresswomen, all of the people in this room that are involved in this decision, that we will act. We will do something. We will act. With us on Wednesday was one of the families whose daughter didn't come home last week, a beautiful young woman named Meadow Pollock, incredible family. I had them in the Oval Office, incredible people. You've probably seen her picture. She had a beautiful, beautiful smile and a beautiful life, so full of promise. We wish there was something, anything we could do to bring Meadow and all of the others back. There are not enough tears in the world to express our sadness and anguish for her family and for every family that has lost a precious loved one. No family should ever save and ever have to go in and suffer the way these families have suffered. They've suffered beyond anything that I've ever witnessed. A father drops his daughter off at school, kisses her goodbye, waves to her as she's walking up the path, and never sees her alive again. Gets a call, can't believe it, thinks it's a nightmare, wants to wake up from the nightmare. So we want to hear ideas from Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs about how we can improve security at our schools, tackle the issue of mental health. Because this was a sick person, very sick. And we had a lot of warning about him being sick. This wasn't a surprise. To the people that knew him, this wasn't even a little bit. In fact, some said we're surprised it took so long. So what are we doing? What are we doing? We want to ensure that when there are warning signs, we can act and act very quickly. Why do we protect our airports and our banks, our government buildings, but not our schools?
Well, because we have the Joe Biden Defenseless School Act of 1990. And one of the things that people need to do is just nullify that interference.
A much harder target for attackers. We don't want them in our schools.
All right, we're going to be back. That's President Trump speaking live at CPAC. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of that and more news coverage of what's been going on in the gun debate the last couple of days. This is about your life, your liberty, your children. We want to have solutions that work, not just gun confiscation that's being pushed on us.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've just been carrying the live feed of President Trump, who is speaking at CPAC. It's Friday, February 23rd, 2018. We still have that feed. Let's go back to President Trump. He's talking about gun control.
10%, 20% of very gun-adept people. Military people, law enforcement people, they teach. They teach. And something I thought of this morning, you know what else? And I thought of it since I found and watched Peterson, the deputy who didn't go into the school because he didn't want to go into the school. Okay? He was tested under fire and that wasn't a good result. But you know what I thought of as soon as I saw that? These teachers, and I've seen them at a lot of schools where they had problems. These teachers love their students, and the students love their teachers in many cases. These teachers love their students, and these teachers are talented with weaponry and with guns. And that's, they feel safe. And I'd rather have somebody that loves their students and wants to protect their students than somebody standing outside that doesn't know anybody and doesn't know the students, and frankly, for whatever reason, decided not to go in, even though he heard lots of shots being fired inside. The teachers and the coaches and other people in the building, the dean, the assistant dean, the principal, they love their people. They want to protect these kids. And I think we're better with that. And this may be 10% or 20% of the population of teachers, etc. It's not all of them. But you would have a lot, and you would tell people that they're inside. And the beauty is it's concealed. Nobody would ever see it, unless they needed it. It's concealed. So this crazy man who walked in wouldn't even know who it is that has it. That's good. It's not bad, that's good. And a teacher would have shot the hell out of him before he knew what happened.
The key thing is not having people who are marked with a uniform so they don't know who's carrying it. That's what keeps communities that allow firearms, keeps them safer than places like Chicago.
Remember that.
They don't know who's carrying.
They love their students. And I'm telling you that would work because we need offensive capability. We can't just say, oh, it's a gun-free school. We're going to do it a little bit better. Because then you say, what happens outside? The students now leave school. And you got 1,000 students. You got 3,500 at the school we're talking about. But you have 1,000 students standing outside. The teachers are out there also. If a madman comes along, we have the same problem, but it's outside of the school. Or they drive cars. There are a lot of things can happen. I want to stop it. And I know it's a little controversial to say, but I have to say, since I started this 2 days ago, a lot of people that were totally opposed to it are now agreeing. They love their students. They don't want their students to be killed and to be hurt.
It's the only rational solution. And it is a real solution.
We have to do something that works. And one of the big measures that we will do, and everybody in this room, I think, has to agree, And there's nobody that loves the Second Amendment more than I do. And there's nobody that respects the NRA. They're friends of mine. They backed us all. They're great people. They're patriots.
Uh-oh, I hear a but coming.
But they're great people. But we really do have to strengthen up, really strengthen up background checks. We have to do that. And we have to do, for the mentally ill, we have to do very, very, we don't want people that are mentally ill to be...
Are we going to take a break? We'll be right back.
Weaponry. We have to be very strong.
You know, the solution that President Trump was talking about is a real solution. And it's a solution that we don't have to wait for Washington to do it. And it's a solution when even though Joe Biden in 1990 passed the Defenseless Schools Act, later on in 2006, 2009, we had teachers in our sheriff in Texas start to arm the teachers. You don't have to wait for Washington to take care of yourself, to defend yourself. You have the right to do that. They don't have a constitutional authority to do that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
That want to fight for us. We're not just having a conversation about school safety. You've had conversations, in all fairness. I'm pretty new on this job. We're here a little more than a year.
This is President Trump live at CPAC.
Stuff going for 20 years. The president gets up, everybody's enthusiastic for the first couple of days, then it fades, fades, fades. Nothing ever gets done. We want to see if we can get it done. Let's get it done right. We really owe it to our country. I've been watching for a long time, seen a lot of words, and I've seen very little action. And you know, if you think about it, most of it's just common sense. It's not, do you love guns? Do you hate guns? It's common sense. It's all common sense. And some of the strongest advocates about what I'm saying are the strongest advocates. I know them very well. Political people. The strongest advocates for the Second Amendment. But this is common sense. In addition to securing our schools, we're also implementing a strategy to secure our streets. We want our kids to be safe everywhere they go, whether they're in a classroom, walking home from school, or just outside playing with their friends. Every child deserves to grow up in a safe community surrounded by a loving family and to have a future filled with opportunity and with hope. Thank you. Thank you. Just not fair. Reducing violent crime in America is a top priority for my administration, and we will do whatever it takes to get it done. No talk. We're going to do what it takes to get it done. As you've seen, pretty well reported that we're significantly increasing gun prosecutions by tremendous percentages. And we're working to get violent offenders off our streets and behind bars and get them behind bars quickly for a long time, or get them the hell out of our country. In 2017, we brought cases against more violent offenders than any administration in a quarter of a century, more than any administration, and we're just gearing up. We have tough people. I tell you what, when you deal with MS-13, the only thing they understand is toughness. They don't want anything. All they understand is toughness. If that ICE agent or Border Patrol agent is tougher than them, they respect him. We got the toughest guys you've ever seen. We got tough. They don't respect anything else. And they shouldn't be in our country. They were let in for years. They
shored into the school either. So you just use your body to absorb the bullets. And this child, Alfonso, this child has the arrogance to say, they're not meant to know how to put on Kevlar vests for other students or themselves. So that coach who was shot multiple times shielding other students, he's not meant to have a Kevlar vest. I mean, this is a purely defensive mechanism, a Kevlar vest. But this child says these teachers should not be able to have a Kevlar vest. Or the kids. You know, don't have them have a bulletproof insert into their backpack or anything. No, can't have that. Stop that. I don't like that. I'm going to wish it into the cornfield. And how dare Donald Trump, how dare Dana Loesch say this kind of stuff? Donald Trump has never been to a high school. Well, I have. I went to a high school, Alfonso, where the students had guns. And we weren't shooting each other. Now, you don't understand anything about what you're saying. But, of course, there were some students who did. They were not allowed to speak. Remember, we played this clip for you yesterday. And I don't think we have time for it. How long is that clip? No, we don't have time for it. All right, we'll go ahead and play a little bit of that. Just to remind you of this clip, everybody's talking about it today.
Expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
But Colton Hobb, a member of the junior ROTC who shielded classmates in the midst of terror, says he did not get to share his experience.
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted.
Colton, all right, let's stop that questions. Right there because we're short on time. And, of course, CNN says, oh, no, we didn't do that. Another student who is there, Ariana Klein, went on the Tucker Carlson show. She went on the Laura Ingraham show. Her father, who admitted to be a Republican and gun owner, said he was approached by CNN on Thursday, the day after the school shooting. He said that they were looking for people who were willing to espouse a certain narrative. Oh, you bet they were. The producer insinuated to me that they were looking for people who were willing to espouse a certain narrative, which was taking a tragedy and turning it into a policy debate. I read that as being a gun control debate. He said, unfortunately, I think a lot of people talking about gun control don't understand what they're talking about. I'm a Republican, he said. I'm a gun owner. I'm a responsible gun owner. And we talk about gun control. It's not about taking away guns from people like me, but keeping them out of the hands of people who should not have them, who are a threat of it. And you know what? We've seen the CNN gave the questions to Donna Brazile, but there is a long list, and I didn't have time to talk about it, of how they rigged the GOP debates with people that they said were undecided voters who are actually Democrat Party members, as well as the debate on health care. That's it for the program. Thank you for joining us.